Next week, we got Lindsay going to share something about her work with YWAM, except she went and got a job, and she's not here next week, so we've fast-forwarded it to this week. So Lindsay's going to come.
So I flew on Christmas Day last year to Hawaii to do a discipleship training program with YWAM. And so I spent the first 3 months in Hawaii in a lecture phase, and then I spent the next 2 months in Cambodia in our outreach phase. So I have a short film that one of the kids in our group, Frederick, he's 13, he made a film all about our outreach.
Should I ask you a question while they're working out what
if you want.
So what made you feel called to the paradise island of of Hawaii? I mean, had you said, like, you know, South Shields, we might have said, well, you know.
Yeah. But so it actually all started with Cuba.
Okay.
So anyone that's thinking of going to Cuba, be careful.
But don't say that. Go to Cuba.
Like, yeah, go to Cuba. It's amazing. I'm really sad that I can't come this year. So I've done 4 trips to Cuba, and it was in our 3rd trip. We were staying in Jovianas, and I was with Karis in one of the bedrooms, and we had like a rare short break, and I was just saying to Karis, like, I'd love to do this. Like, I want to move into this. Like, but I don't know how to do it. And Karis was like, yay, do it, go for it. Like, that's how I grew up. Like, you should do it. And I think her attitude made me kind of like, oh, okay, maybe it is possible. So a few years later, I kind of last year started to think I want to move into it. So just took small steps to apply, find that I got a place, and then think, okay, I can leave my job at Great Ormond Street. So yeah, it was incredible what happened in Cuba. And
so just do it is the answer.
Yeah, yeah, and listen to God.
And not in that order.
Yeah.
Listen to God.
Yeah, it was obviously like it was God that put it in my heart. So I think the work in Cuba, like our days were so busy and so jam packed, but doing the children's work and working with the youth leaders over there and the children's leaders, and seeing the hunger in everyone for, you know, after God, and that in Cuba they have so little, and yet they're so faithful, and they rely so completely on God.
Okay, so just as we're watching that, I just said to Lindsay, I need another sentence. You know, she said about God put it in my heart, which sounds like the right answer. But what does that really mean? Did like God put something in your heart? I mean,
pretty much, yeah. So I'd go back and explain it from Romans 12. You know, do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So that was a verse that when I was baptized, that really meant a lot to me. And I think I was just in a space where I was listening to God and waiting on God, and then I was just wanting God's will for me, not my own will. And I think that's when I just felt like my mind was being renewed for Him and to run after Him. Yeah. And that running after was missionary work, which for me is kind of abroad, but for others it could be, you know, right where you're living. Mm. In your town, your village.
In the New Living Translation, it says about the by changing the way you think.
Yeah,
which is a very down to earth, isn't it? It's not always a very kind of spiritual experience. It can be about changing your desires and changing your disposition and that's saying that.
Yeah. So I, having worked at Great Ormond Street, I had such an incredible job, but then with that came a lot of money. Like, it's a very rich hospital, so with that came the children could have whatever they wanted. I had a budget that I could go out and buy them birthday presents, birthday parties, treats and surprises, whatever they wanted I could organize for them. And it almost just made me run after disadvantaged children, maybe, that God put that in my heart to see that actually when we went to Cuba, the children had so little, but they were so much happier than the way that we would live. And with so little, they just, you know, their teachers there, they sang so many songs, and they loved to sing, and just singing and worshipping God rather than thinking you need toys or something to physically be doing with your time. Yeah.
And some of the folk here will not have heard you speak as long as you have even just then. So can you describe some of the personal transformation?
Yeah, so I went into it really excited. I didn't entirely know what to expect, but I was excited for whatever God had for me. And I can just describe the lecture phase as just so much more than I could have imagined. Like, God just was able to take things away from me and take things that I thought were mine and strip me of, where we spoke this morning about, you know, you've got sorrow and you've got pain. Those weren't things that God wanted for me. So throughout our lecture phase, I was kind of being taught, no, those are lies. Like, God doesn't see you in that way. God sees you in this way. Like, hear his voice and listen to his truth and listen to how he sees you and strip kind of the lies and the pain off of you. And, yeah, it's incredible.
Wow. So that's it? That's you done for World Mission now? Back to the regular life?
No. No, so I think when I'd spoken to Karis, it was kind of like, no, that's what I want to do. Like, I don't want to go to Cuba for a week and then come back to my regular job that's put like a hunger in me. So I think when I was researching how to get into mission, I understood that it was a discipleship program was what you had to do first, and then you could work with YWAM kind of anywhere. So I've just been accepted this week to go back to Hawaii as a voluntary missionary and work in the Children's Foundation School, which is a children's DTS.
Fantastic. You say voluntary, so there's going to be...
Voluntary, yeah. So that's the scary part.
That's the scary part. We're not scared of that, are we? We don't mind volunteers. We can deal with that. So, brilliant. Well, that, I mean, it's just been great. And some of you have had chats with Lindsay in cafe and different times. Just seen the way God's been working in life. It's been... Sorry, I've seen my back the whole time. Sorry, not my best line. And that's been brilliant to see. And I wonder if you were, because it's easy to look at you and say, you know, that you're single, you can go anywhere in the world, and then some of these folk are, you know, they're straddled with family and mortgages and old age, some of them. So is mission, this is the leading question in case you haven't noticed, if is mission just for the folk who
Okay. Mission is for everyone. Like, if I think at the YWAM base, there are lots of different DTSs running, but in our DTS, there was people as kind of in their 20s, and I think the oldest was people in their 60s, and then children from like 1 year old to 15 years old.
Okay.
So people were doing it as with their families as well.
Brilliant. So September is...
September's when I go back, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, we'll see you between now and then, but just every Sunday, sometimes you'll be working. So, well, let's give thanks. Perhaps one or two we'll just pray for Lindsay. And then, Lindsay, will you pray for us? Because it's very easy for us to say, you know, we live very comfortably here, and it's easy to forget that actually we're all called to be missionary in what we're doing. So perhaps you can say a couple of prayers for Lindsay and what she's up to, and then she'll pray for us. Okay? Let's pray.
Thank you, Jesus. I just thank you, Jesus, for this church. I thank you, Lord, for the body that the church is here coming back after being away for 5 months. This church has just grown so much and is so full of children, so full of new people. I'm just so thankful and grateful to the Lord for that. I just pray a blessing over everyone here today and just renew their faith in you, Lord, to look to you in everything, to just come to you with praise and thanksgiving, and just to just trust their lives to you, Lord Jesus, and just to trust each day into your hands, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Amen.